The Sundance Film Festival opens today, bringing indie flicks to the big screen. The festival also has its eye on filmmaking for the small screen. Making movies intended for mobile gadgets presents a whole new set of storytelling challenges. Taking up the challenge, independent filmmaker Maria Magenti. She made her debut at Sundance with the romantic comedy The Incredibly True Adventure of Two Girls in Love over 10 years ago. She's one of six filmmakers who were tapped by Robert Redford's Sundance Institute to produce a teeny film to be distributed on mobile phones. Before shooting the four-minute movie on a high-definition video camera, her first stop was the local electronics store to experiment with the latest cell phones.
I held them up and looked through them to see what it looked like, to see what faces looked like and depth of field and all of that. And from there decided that although both of my films feature people who talk, that the best way to handle this was to have no dialogue.
Well, I would think even no dialogue. And I mean, I'm holding my hands up right now for the size of a cell phone. And
2x2.
What can you see?
Well, I looked around my house, actually, and I thought, what can you see here in the house that might work on a small screen? And I decided on my 7-pound rescue dog.
I knew it, a dog's face.
Yes, a dog's face. It's a very simple story of a dog whose owner goes to work, and then he takes a little tour of Los Angeles. He has a nemesis, which is another dog, also mine. They have an encounter in a scary alley, and then my small dog takes off and flies. His name is King Tiny, and he's perfect for this kind of film because he has no expression whatsoever, which means I could go back to a very kind of primal filmmaking exercise, which is filmmaking is all about editing. It's a juxtaposition of images. By the way, the name of my short film is Los Viajes de King Tiny, which means The Travels of King Tiny.
So, elements so far.
Yes.
Simple narrative.
Yes.
No, in your case, or probably little dialogue.
No dialogue.
Visuals that are very clear and more or less fill up a screen.
Yes.
And easily readable.
Easy to read.
I guess not a great deal of character development.
Well, it's funny you say that because my editor did say, don't forget, we're cutting for performance, which you always want to do. So how do you cut for performance with a small dog who has virtually no expressions on his face? There's not a lot of character development. I was so skeptical of this idea, Renee. I was so terrified of it because I thought this is part of a larger atomization of people, and that means no one gets together, and I really believe in cinema. But I have to say, it turned out to be so much fun, and I found that people share this material the same way they would if they were in a cinema.
Well, the same way as in sit
they
and watch
either
it together
gather around,
or they pass it around.
Exactly. They either gather around and look at the phone, or they send it to each other. So that means that everyone is having this kind of collective experience, though.
Though separately.
Though separately. I mean, it's a very strange and interesting shift in the transmission of ideas, and you can't go away from it and pretend it doesn't exist.
When you read up on this new technology, mm-hmm. there's now new words in that have entered the
lexicon.
Into the lexicon. Yeah, like Sellywood. And then mobisodes. I'm gathering mobiles.
I've heard mobisodes, yes.
Now, that one doesn't sound like it's going to fly.
I hope not. Sellywood is funny, though. I guess I'm part of Sellywood.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. This was fun.
Filmmaker Maria Magenti, her new big screen film, Puccini for Beginners, will be in theaters next month.